All right, back on the post game. So I'll talk a little bit about Power Jake Ripped, and then I want to do some tiny little stories that we didn't do on the show. So I went to the gym today. I went to the gym, okay? Mm-hmm. And I got my workout in, chest and biceps.
It feels so good when you work out, right? And that's probably why you're in such a good mood. It gets like those endorphins going. And
it's possible.
It's not possible, it's science.
Science, hashtag science. So the super babies are coming.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll tell you why I'm in a good mood. That's part of it. One is today I had three meetings and the show, which for me is a light day, okay?
Wow.
So I'm like, hey, it's a light day, so I have like 15 seconds here and there to breathe for a second. You know what I did? I swear to you guys, I know I over talk about this. I did one last thing. This is my housing stories, okay? But from lunch back to my car, I had leftovers, so my hands were kind of, and I had my papers as usual.
Yeah.
So I couldn't make a call in that 2 minute walk. And I was like, man, that was terribly inefficient. But in that 2 minute walk, I was like, I enjoyed the trees.
Oh my God.
I was like, let me at least soak up the sun and the trees, okay? So that's why it was a light day today, okay? Number two, yes, I was light enough that I could actually squeeze in a workout. And the workout was not when I'm too hungry or when I'm too full. It was just right, okay? 2.5 hours after I ate, right? And I got a good solid workout in, boom, 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 right away, get the hell out of there, okay? And then I had a lunch with just the right amount of coffee, okay? And then here we are in a great mood, right?
So funny.
Endorphins, caffeine, and not an insane, harried schedule equals fun jank.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm the opposite of you today. I'm not in a bad mood, but I'm like mentally and emotionally exhausted. Like I was in a great mood yesterday. Everything was going well. I felt like the show went well. And then I go home and there's all sorts of plumbing problems that I'm trying to like deal with, right? And it's just so annoying because I didn't know that to change a valve in a shower, you have to literally like knock a hole into the wall. Like,
yeah.
So I was like, no, we can't do that. We can't knock a hole in the wall because they have to shut off the water. I have to ask permission. And knock a hole in the wall, and then what are you going to do, plumber man? Are you going to fix it? You know?
Presumably.
I don't think that they do. I don't think that he will. I don't know.
Really? You have to bring in a new guy? The plumber man knocks the wall down, the wall man fixes it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'd have to do, but here's what I do know.
I think he's bushy in terms, by the way.
I know, the plumber man.
I talked to my budget man. Okay.
So anyway, I can't replace the valve, which means I have to buy like fixtures that work with the valve, but that valve is literally from 1991. And to find compatible pieces, you gotta go on eBay and search on.
I'm stressed listening to the story.
It's like the worst thing in the world. I hate all of it, and
that's why you should have never done it in the first place.
I know.
Anyway, all right. So I actually, other than the fact that I'm in a good mood and I started this process and all that stuff, don't have much to report because it's really day one of on the road to redemption. And I said I maxed out at 256, and then that one time at the doctor's office, fully clothed and carrying the clipboard, I hit peak oil at 260, right? So this week I'm around 250, right? So, and my weight fluctuates. When you're large, like 6 pound fluctuations are not that big a deal, okay? So let's call it, you know, I was 253 a couple of days ago. That seemed like that was the average for the week.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm down shao. So, but now we're starting in earnest.
Yeah.
Okay. I told you I was going to start later. It is now later. We have begun.
You know what's crazy? So, like, everyone talks about how, like, past 30, you start to notice that your body changes quickly, like, unless you really go out of your way to maintain things. And so, like, I don't have a problem with my weight, but I'm noticing that if I don't work out consistently, I lose muscle tone a lot quickly, a lot more. Is that
a lot quicker?
A lot quicker. Sorry, I'm really tired today, and like I can't have that. Like, I have great legs. Like that's my one. That's like my one thing that I'm super confident about. You know, like I think my legs are great, and I gotta maintain that.
No, yeah, I feel the same way.
I can't fuck with my legs, man. So yeah, like, I gotta get back into running. I haven't been exercising, it's terrible.
Look, let's be honest, my legs are also in great shape. We gotta be honest about that.
We just have to be honest about how great our legs are.
My problem comes from the waist up. Anyway, so I'll keep you guys up to date, see how it goes,
yeah.
Okay?
Good, I like this.
Yes, and we'll see if this works. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, now, so we'll call it the road to redemption, okay? Mm-hmm. And we'll see if I veer from the road or not. Okay, quick shout stories for you guys that amused me, but we didn't have time for. It turns out when they fire Scaramucci, he was escorted out of the building.
Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, that's such a wonderfully dick move to do. After all the times we didn't get a chance to do this either, but JR was going to put together a compilation of Scaramucci, all the times he was blowing Trump on TV.
Yeah, I know. That's right. The thing. Like, oh, yeah, I love Trump.
He's a great guy. He's the greatest guy. Yeah. He's the smartest, most wonderful guy. And they're like, hey, pack your bags, Dick, and they're going to have a security escort you out of the fucking building. Oh, man. Be loyal to Trump at your fucking peril. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, funny little story. So the reason I bring this up is because you shouldn't bring it up. That's why I didn't do the story on it, right? Uh-huh. So everybody's making a big deal out of that. Apparently, to a sports writer, Donald Trump called the White House a dump. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. And then of course he tweeted in all caps because he's a child, totally untrue. Never said that. Mm-hmm. And now the golf writer comes back at him. There's 8 to 9 witnesses that heard him say it. Mm-hmm. So it's a very standard lie from Trump, but who gives a shit? Like, there's a million more important things in the world. Let's not waste energy talking about how he called the White House a dump. If he thinks it is, who cares? Like, that's like a thing conservatives get mad about. Like, and
I think that him saying that it's a dump, like surface level, it doesn't really matter. Who cares if he thinks that, right? But I think if you dig a little deeper, it kind of gives you a sense of what he thinks about most Americans and how they live. I mean, the White House is like a 50,000 square foot property. And yeah, it's an old building. It's been around for a long time, right? But it's still insanely luxurious and insanely beautiful. And more importantly, it has, you know, this incredible history that should be appreciated. So him saying that it's a dump, I think makes Americans reflect on their own living situation. I mean, think about the number of people who can't even afford a place to live, and he's like put up in the White House. He's like, it's a dump. Like, it's insulting. So I get people who are annoyed by that.
Yeah, I hear you. And he has such poor taste. What the fuck would he know? With all that gold and he's so gaudy.
Yeah.
He's such a clown. Anyway, but there are too many terrible things he's done to waste energy on a story like that.
Yeah, yeah, I get
it. Do you
it.
See what I'm saying? Because if you do that, then you lose some credibility.
You seem petty.
Right, when you're outraged about something that really you should be outraged about, right? Yeah. So, okay, I pardon him, and I don't give a fuck. So then this is kind of a depressing story, so I'll end on this.
Great.
I'll depress you at the end, okay? So there's an argument to be made that you guys should cover this on the show tomorrow. Anyway, this in New Jersey, there's a place called Maplewood, and police chief Robert Cimino, now there's tape of him and a bunch of other cops escorting these black kids out of town on 4th of July last year, okay, mm-hmm. in 2016. Mm-hmm. So they're teenagers, and they're like literally walking them out of town, and then one of the kids says something, and then they beat the crap out of them and arrest them and stuff like that. But the kids were saying, but we don't live in that town. We live in this town. I don't care. They're like, you're black. Get out of town. It turns out the kids live in Maplewood. So.
Okay.
So. No. So if see, Anna's a little confused. If you're not black, you might be confused. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, black people won't be allowed in some towns. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is, it famously happened. Not famous enough, actually there should have been a lot more outrage over this story, during Hurricane Katrina, mm-hmm. when they were trying to escape from the flooding and the death and all that stuff, and the cops wouldn't let them into what they thought were white towns. And that's why some black citizens got shot on the bridges trying to cross over
God
to safety.
Damn it. Oh my God.
I know, it's heartbreaking, man. It's unbelievable. And so in this case, they're hurting them as one of the critics say, like cattle out of town, but they're like, but I live in this town. They're like, no, you don't. Go into the black town. You're not welcome here. So, but you, what can you do then? I mean, there they are, doing nothing wrong, enjoying 4th of July like everybody else. They live in that town. Nope, don't care. You don't belong. So, look, I don't want to depress you too much, but I just try to get, and I do this more. That's why this is not a great membership one, because overwhelming majority of the members get this, right? Mm-hmm. I like to do it more in the general public, so maybe it opens some eyes for, conservatives are hard, but eventually you can get to them too. But there are now a lot of independents.
Yeah.
And I just want them to step in their shoes for a second. Like, if this happened to you or it happened to your kids, and until you say that and you force them to think about it that way, they just view it as like, that's a different planet. That's not me. So I don't know why you're telling me this story. I don't give a shit, right? But if this happened to your kids and they said, no matter what you do or if you're right or wrong, we just don't like you. You're not welcome. That is so frustrating to live with that your whole life. And then to have the whole half of the country say, nope, you're lying. You're making it up. It's not true. You're playing the race card. Not true. Another story we didn't get to today. The NAACP is now giving a travel advisory for the state of Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay, not for a country, but for a state. Among 1,000 horrible stats coming out of Missouri, one is black drivers are pulled over at a rate 75% higher than white drivers. Now, you don't know what they did yet, right? You're pulling them over. You're telling me blacks really speed 75% more than whites? No, they're pulling them over because they're black. And then if you lived it, like JR actually grew up in Missouri for some time, and we were talking about it this morning, and he's like, I don't ever want to go back there. And he's, because he had terrible experiences. And he said he started getting pulled over the minute he could drive. Boom, pull over. You didn't do anything wrong, doesn't matter, you're black. Now, and then you live that, and that's so frustrating. And then people come and tell you, no, didn't happen.
They deny it, yeah.
Yeah, it's not true.
They deny it, and even worse, they claim that they're experiencing like the reverse racism.
Right, like that you're being racist to them. And then you show them stats, and they're like, oh, race card. So anyway, look, we're trying to chip away at it. You saw the debates. It's hard to convince people unless you're Anna and you like utterly destroyed.
I'm starting to get like embarrassed. Like,
all right. We'll leave it. Yeah, okay. But seriously, no. Yeah. In all seriousness, Haas's debate. I have a debate. I debate Dinesh, Ann Coulter, Bench. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who won. And there's what does that mean to win? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how thoroughly I won. If you think I won, mm-hmm. right? Both sides are going to come out, oh, crushed, destroyed, annihilated, eviscerated, blah, 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 right? But in the midst of that, sometimes you get frustrated and think there's no point.
You feel that despair, yeah.
Sometimes I feel discouraged,
yeah.
right? But I don't feel as discouraged because I've seen it with my own eyes. People do change their minds. And even in the midst of that crazy debate with Shapiro, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there was several different people in different parts of the audience who said, there were people going, he made a good point, mm-hmm. right? And they'll lose that 5 minutes later. But maybe 5 months later or 5 years later, they go, yeah, wait a minute, now that my aunt has cancer and she can't get health insurance, maybe they were right all along.
Yeah.
You just plant a seed. So, and in this case, it's a seed that is uncomfortable but true. So, anyway, that's what I think we're trying to do. That's all. Okay, guys, Aggressive Progressive is coming up next. Steve O of Aggressive Progressive fame is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Nice.
Uh-oh, bringing a little Aggressive Progressiveness to the show.
The panel,
I think maybe Jimmy too, but I'm not sure yet. All right, so that'll be fun. See you guys tomorrow.